Britain's Prince Harry has arrived at the High Court in London for a hearing in his claim against the Daily Mail publisher Associated Newspapers Limited over allegations of unlawful information gathering. The publisher is bringing a bid to end High Court claims brought by people including Harry, Elton John and Doreen Lawrence over alleged unlawful activity at its titles. Julian Drucker is Channel 5 news correspondent, has been covering the case and joins us now from London. Was it expected, Julian, that Prince Harry would actually turn up for this hearing?
Hi there, Brian. Yeah, really high profile day at the High Court. Showbiz royalty like Sir Elton John, actual royalty with Prince Harry. It wasn't clear whether he would be here today because there's no legal requirement for him to be here. So obviously it was a surprise. We don't think he's been in the UK since the Queen's funeral last September. It's not a trial. This is a hearing ahead of a privacy case. So Prince Harry and all these other individuals that you mentioned, they're suing Associated Newspapers, or ANL as it's known, publishers of the Daily Mail and the Mail on Sunday. They are among the individuals they're alleging unlawful information gathering. The publisher, by the way, has said that the allegations are smears. It's very technical so far this morning and this afternoon, but the proceedings began today with this attempt by ANL's lawyers to have certain reporting restrictions imposed. Duke of Sussex was sitting near the back of the courtroom making some notes as arguments were made by the barrister for ANL.
Right, so that presumably that judgment will come in due course, but I guess by turning up, Harry is once again seeking to put the focus on media coverage of his own and his wife's affairs, something which he has been spoken about quite a bit, hasn't he?
Absolutely. I mean, he was only speaking about it as recently as January in those documentaries he did. I think him being here today, you know, really shows that he means business over it. As I said, speaking about it so recently. Of course, Prince Charles would have been on a tour of France today and tomorrow, but that has been cancelled because of riots there. So some people will say perhaps that he was attempting to overshadow his father. In the end, of course, that tour didn't go ahead, so he has had the dominance today. We don't know the specific details of these claims in this case because they haven't been disclosed yet. If the judge decides over the next 4 days that there will be a trial, then we will hear those claims ahead of that. But as it stands today, this is sort of legalese, if you want, and very, very technical stuff.
Very good. Julian Drucker from Channel 5 News. Thanks for that.